Pope Benedict XVI received the community of the Venerable English College on Monday at the end of celebrations marking the 650th anniversary of the college's founding. We bring you here the Holy Father's integral remarks in English. They are preceded by the remarks of the Archbishop of Westminster, Vincent Nichols.
Most Holy Father, it is such a joy and a great honor for us to be with you this morning as we recall the 650th anniversary of the founding of the English Hospice of Thomas à Becket on the site where now stands the Venerable English College. For over 200 years, the English Hospice welcomed pilgrims and served as a place of refuge for the poor. It became a center for the earliest diplomatic activity between the English court and the Holy See, even being known as the King's Hospice. Indeed, the hospice symbolizes the depth and richness of the relationship between the Holy See and our countries. This relationship continues to flourish today, especially in the light of the visit of Your Holiness to the United Kingdom in 2010, the first official state visit of the Pontiff ever to take place there. We continue to be grateful for the blessings of that unforgettable occasion. It was in 1579 that the hospice became a seminary, at a time of danger and persecution for the church in our lands. Our seminarians today are part of that rich and noble tradition which gave courageous witness to a deep love for the Mass and loyalty to the successor of St. Peter. Indeed, in these days, we are celebrating the 44 martyr saints of the college. It is with the utmost joy, reverence and love, therefore, that we have brought to Your Holiness the precious relic of the proto-martyr of the college, St. Ralph Sherwin. We today are greatly inspired by our martyrs to bear witness to our faith in the challenging circumstances of our own time, knowing that humanity's constant search for truth can only be satisfied in Christ. We earnestly pray that the courage and eloquence of our martyrs be God's gift to us also. Holy Father, today we assure you of our love and devotion. We offer you our steadfast prayers that the Lord will strengthen and support you. Like the martyrs of our college, who sought the blessing of Pope Gregory XIII and his successors, we too come to you today with humility and simplicity, seeking your apostolic blessing.
Dear brothers and bishops, eminence, Monsieur Hudson, students and staff of the Venerable English College, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you today to the Apostolic Palace, the House of Peter. I greet my Venerable brother, Colonel Cormac Murphy O'Connor, a former rector of the college, and I thank Archbishop Vincent Nichols for his kind words spoken on behalf of all present. I too look back with great thanksgiving in my heart to the days that I spent in your country in September 2010. Indeed, I was pleased to see some of you at Oscott College on that occasion, and I pray that the Lord will continue to call forth many saintly vocations to the priesthood and the religious life from your homeland. Through God's grace, the Catholic community of England and Wales is blessed with a long tradition of zeal for the faith and loyalty to the Apostolic See. At much the same time as your Saxon forebears were building the Schola Saxonum, establishing a presence in Rome, close to the tomb of Peter, St. Boniface was at work evangelizing the peoples of Germany. So as a former priest and archbishop of the See of Munich and Freising, which owes its foundation to the great English missionary, I am conscious that my spiritual ancestry is linked with yours. Earlier still, of course, my predecessor, Pope Gregory the Great, was moved to St. Augustine of Canterbury to your shores to plant the seeds of Christian faith on Anglo-Saxon soil. The fruits of that missionary endeavor are only too evident in the 650-year history of faith and martyrdom that distinguishes the English Hospice of St. Thomas a Becket and the venerable English college that grew out of it. Potius Hodi quam cras, as St. Ralph Sherwin said when he asked to take the missionary oath, rather today than tomorrow. These words aptly convey his burning desire to keep the flame of faith alive in England at whatever personal cost. So they have truly encountered Christ, unable to keep silent about him. As St. Peter himself said to the elders and scribes of Jerusalem, we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. St. Boniface, St. Augustine of Canterbury, St. Francis Xavier, whose feast we keep today, and so many other missionary saints show us how a deep love for the Lord calls for the deep desire to bring others to know him. You too, as you follow in the footsteps of the college martyrs, are the main God has chosen to spread the message of the gospel today in England and Wales, in Canada, and in Scandinavia. Your forebears faced a real possibility of martyrdom, and it is right and just that you venerate the glorious memory of those 44 alumni of your college who shed their blood for Christ. You are called to imitate their love for the Lord and that zeal to make him known. Potius Hodie quam cras. The consequence, the fruits, you may confidently entrust into God's hands. Your first task then is to come to know Christ yourselves, and the time you spend in seminary provides you with a privileged opportunity to do so. Learn to pray daily, especially in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament, listening attentively to the Word of God and allowing heart to speak to heart, as Blessed John Henry Newman would say. Remember the two disciples from the first chapter of St. John's Gospel who followed Jesus and asked to know where he was staying, and like them, respond eagerly to his invitation to come and see. Allow the fascination of his person to capture your imagination and warm your heart. He has chosen you to be his friends, not his servants, and invites you to share in his priestly work of bringing about the salvation of the world. Place yourselves completely at his disposal and allow him to form you for whatever task it may be that he has meant for you. You have heard much talk about the new evangelization, the proclamation of Christ in those parts of the world where gospel has already been preached, but where to a greater or lesser degree the embers of faith have grown cold and now need to be fanned once more into a flame. Your college motto speaks of Christ's desire to bring fire to the earth, and your mission is to serve as his instruments in the work of rekindling the faith in your respective homelands. Fire in Sacred Scripture frequently serves to indicate the divine presence, whether it be the burning bush from which God reveals his name to Moses, the pillar of fire that guided the people of Israel and their journey from slavery to freedom, or the tongues of fire that descended upon the apostles at Pentecost, enabling them to go forth in the power of the Spirit to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. Just as a small fire can set a whole forest ablaze, to the faithful, so the faithful testimony of you can release a purifying and transforming power of God's love so that it spreads like wildfire through our community or our nation. Like the martyrs of England and Wales, then let your hearts burn with love for Christ, for the Church, and for the Mass. When I visited the United Kingdom, I saw for myself that there's a great spiritual hunger among the people. Bring them the true nourishment that comes from knowing, loving, and serving Christ. Speak the truth of the gospel to them with love. Offer them the living water of the Christian faith and point them towards the bread of life so that their hunger and thirst may be satisfied. Above all, however, let the light of Christ shine through you by living lives of holiness, following in the footsteps of the many great saints of England and Wales, the holy men and women who bore witness to God's love, even at the cost of their lives. The college to which you belong, the neighborhood in which you live and study, the tradition of faith and Christian witness that has formed you, all this you are hallowed by the presence of many saints. Make it your aspiration to be counted among their number. Please be assured of an affectionate remembrance in my prayers for yourselves and for all the alumni of the Venerable English College. I make my own the greetings often heard on the lips of a great friend and neighbor of the college, St. Philip Neri, Salvete Floris Martyrum, commending you and all to whom the Lord sends you to the loving intercession of Our Lady of Walsingham, I gladly impart my apostolic blessing as a pledge of peace and joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.